Campo Verde High School, this is Travis Larson from Santana Valley, Arizona. Very excited to see you guys perform tonight. Very high expectations. Looks like we are getting this field set up, and once you are ready to go, I will be ready. All right, here we go, Cabo. Have a great run.
Yeah. Ship was ready, casting off and setting sail for the inevitable. Their death, their glory.
Yeah. Setting good move, nice first attack, good balance. Nice release. That's very good. A little stagnant. What are we doing? Having some intonation issues in the mid voices. Yeah, that's a long time to play one dynamic level. Good balance, good blend, for the most part, good intonation too. But nice textures being created by the front ensemble and battery. Great front to back. Yes, very delicate approach from the woodwind choir here. Being performed very vertically aligned. Having a little bit of front to back. These eighth notes are not lining up currently. Keep working. It'll get there. I'd love to hear more phrasing, like within the musical phrases, just to add that last level of depth and character. And yeah, nice unison marcato. Yeah. Performers in the brass section need to commit to the full duration of these long sustained pitches, getting a lot of inconsistency performer to performer committing to those note lengths. Yeah, couple individual bells popping out at me. Yeah, good training, good execution. Yeah, let's keep working to line up that technical passage with the hits from the brass left to right. Yeah, ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta. Not quite lining up. Got some individual performers in the trumpet section not quite hitting that. Yeah, nice. Very nice balance, very nice blend, nice press of the release. I think the brass section can bring a little bit more passion and energy to the performance on the upper end of the dynamic range, but look, that's up to you. I just think it would just add that kind of last layer of just passion and excitement. A little bit of consistency problems, like maintaining that great tone. Yeah. Now, well done. Just a little bit more work to be done on the phrasing and shaping of that solo. Wonderful presence from the woodwinds underneath that, providing a nice texture. Yeah. Yeah. That brass section, we're just kind of missing that last, like, 4 or 5% of in-tuneness and in, you know, and in balance before it becomes stunning. It's quite good right now, but yeah, some individuals in the mellophone voice here sticking out, or maybe a few individuals not quite, you know, filling up the instrument like they should be. Yeah, great cohesive ensemble sound here. I would love to hear some more shaping. Yeah. Be careful and make sure that the performers are committing to the note length before that subito piano. Some real ragged release points there. Yeah, don't let the body movement affect your tone production. Yeah, I know we got to do that, but can't get these hitches and wavering in your sound when you move your bells. Got to move your head with the bell. That's not quite lining up with the front ensemble, but that's extremely difficult. We'll give you another week on that one. Yeah. That's not quite lining up either, particularly when we get to that ascending quarter note triplet figure. There you go. Nice. Nice shaping on that. Impactful. Yeah. 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 We just have individuals that are struggling, you know. We also have a high percentage of people on the field that are not struggling. Keep at it. Keep at it. Yes, Bellophones. Yeah, they're well staged too. Bravo. Yeah, release points on they're nebulous. Yeah. What we're looking for now is 100% commitment from all performers to where the release points. And am I going to maintain my sound all the way to the point of that release? Because right now we don't have 100% commitment to that. Yeah, we're having some intonation problems between lead trumpets and mellophone. Yeah, see, there's another release point that's... Yeah, nice sound there. Let's go, low brass. Yeah, you got that moving line. Let us hear it. Yeah, you guys got high visual demand. It's going to take time for these performers to be able to handle both responsibilities. Doing a great job so far. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, guys. Yeah. Definitely feel the wind players are quite fatigued at the end of the program. Yeah. Off the charts potential with this musical book. Tons of challenge, tons of, you know, cool layers. You know, it's just not there yet, you know, but you guys are well on your way. Well on your way to creating something I think pretty special. I would do a lot of down the line and make a lot of decisions about what performers are going to be playing some of the more technical patterns. That's just, you know, what I would do. What you do is completely up to you, and what you are doing is working very well. Yeah, you know, we'll talk a critique. Great. Love it.